Welcome to CoinStack, our podcast and newsletter on Bitcoin, Ethereum, Polkadot, DeFi, blockchain, Web 3.0, and the future of money. Let's get started.
CoinStack is sponsored by FTX. FTX is the safe, regulated way to buy and sell Bitcoin and other digital assets. Trade crypto with up to 85% lower fees than top competitors. FTX US is also the only leading exchange that supports both Ethereum and Solana NFTs. You can trade NFTs with no gas on FTX US and gas subsidized when you withdraw off the platform. Check out FTX US today or download the FTX app for Android and iOS. What's going on, everyone? This is Mike, your favorite DeFi degen. Welcome back to another episode of This Week in Crypto, where we're going to go over all the top macro news, the top stories, the top reports, top fundraisers, all the top things in the last week in the crazy world of crypto. First one for top news, we got Doquan reveals plan to increase UST's Bitcoin reserve to $3 billion. The Luna Foundation, LFG, has raised $2.2 billion for its Bitcoin reserves and hopes to hit $3 billion in the short term. With a long-term goal of $10 billion, Terraform Labs CEO Doquan said in a series of tweets on Thursday, LFG, a Singapore-based nonprofit working on the Terra blockchain, will use the Bitcoin as a reserve asset for Terra UST, the largest algorithmic stablecoin on the blockchain. In response to queries as to how the foundation will source $3 billion, Quan said LFG has already raised $1 billion via over-the-counter sales of Luna, Terra's native token, for Bitcoin and collected another $1.2 billion by selling UST for Tether. Quan added that the foundation will need another $800 million to meet the $3 billion target. This purchase will make up one leg of Terra's long-term plans of amassing $10 billion of Bitcoin reserves for UST. Quan explained that to get that to that mark, the stablecoin may set aside a portion of a senior, the protocol's revenue generated from issuing UST to accumulate Bitcoin. Quan also commented that the foundation will create a bridge to introduce billions of dollars worth of tokenized Bitcoin onto Terra and use as reserves in the stablecoin protocol. The new mechanism may require a change in stablecoin protocols, the details of which remain scant at the moment. Number two, we have Axie Infinity's Ethereum sidechain Ronin hit by $600 million exploit. Ronin, the blockchain network tied to the popular play-to-earn gap game, Axie Infinity, suffered an exploit last week resulting in the loss of more than $600 million worth of crypto. In a blog post, developers said that the exploit will took place on March 23rd, but was discovered earlier Tuesday, resulted in the loss of 173,600 ETH, worth roughly $590 million at current market prices, and 25.5 million worth of stablecoin USDC. Specifically, five out of the nine validators on the Ronin network were attacked and controlled during the incident. Validators serve a number of purposes, including the creation of transaction blocks and the updating of the data oracles. Number three, US Treasury wants to include crypto in foreign accounts reporting rules. A new proposal published by the U.S. Treasury suggests that cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin and Ethereum should be added to Internal Revenue Service's rules for reporting taxpayers' offshore accounts. A recently published document titled General Explanations of the Administration's Fiscal Year 2023 Revenue Proposals explains that the Section 603.8d of the Internal Revenue Code requires any individual that holds an interest in one or more specified foreign financial assets with an aggregate value of at least $50,000 to attach a statement with required information to the individual's tax return. However, foreign accounts holding funds in the foreign cryptocurrencies have been exempt from the offshore reporting rules so far. So in order to bring digital assets in line with traditional funds, Treasury is now proposing the change in this law. Next up, we have President Biden eyes $5 billion revenue from crypto in 2023. The recently submitted budget proposal for the 2023 fiscal year reveals that President Biden is looking to generate more tax revenue by adopting new crypto tax reporting rules. A U.S. Treasury Department revenue explanation accompanying the proposal reveals the extent of the new regulations. According to the White House, the government can make up to $11 billion in the next decade by modernizing rules applying to digital assets, financial accounting, and reporting practices in the short term. The government projects that it can raise almost $5 billion in 2023 alone. Next up, we have Indian state government uses Polygon to issue verifiable caste certificates. The government of Maharashtra, one of India's state governments, has started issuing caste certificates over the Polygon blockchain to citizens residing in a Tapali village, the Godrej district, as a part of the Digital India campaign. In partnership with LegitDoc, a blockchain-based application, Rimashara State Government is in the process of rolling out 65,000 cash certificates to aid the process of delivering governmental schemes and benefits. Speaking to Cointelegraph, Indian Administrative Services Officer Shunpam Gupta revealed that the Indian government is always on the lookout to implement disruptive technologies that can help democratize citizen services. Next up, we have U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says upcoming crypto regulations will nourish healthy innovation. The U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen joined CNBC Squawk Box in the morning and talked to Andrew Sorkin about Bitcoin. Secretary Yellen talked about the overall U.S. economy and mentioned she had her hopes high as the job market strengthened and unemployment numbers dropped. Later, Sorkin mentioned Russia's recent announcement accepting Bitcoin payments for energy purchases and asked where the U.S. stands with the crypto conversation. Senator Yellen started her response by acknowledging Bitcoin's exponential growth as an investment tool. She stated crypto has grown by leaps and bounds and is now playing a significant role in the investment decisions of lots of Americans. And last but not least, we have a liberal case for cryptocurrency. Every industry has actors, good and bad. Crypto is no exception. The best actors should be left to innovate while the worst should be held accountable. Comprehensive regulatory framework that distinguishes one from the other is urgently needed, but both federally and in New York State. President Biden's latest executive order directs his administration to examine both the benefits and risks of crypto. Federal framework from regulating crypto, especially one that commands bipartisan buy-in, will take time to develop because almost nothing in D.C. happens overnight. In the meantime, the president's announcement presents New York with a historic opportunity to become a national model for smart crypto regulation. And that is on Democrat U.S. Congressman Richie Torres publishing the liberal case for cryptocurrencies.
CoinStack is sponsored by HeartRhythm, the crypto quant fund focused on global and social transformation. For 3 years now, their crypto trading strategies have generated exceptional returns without a single down month by using a combination of algorithmic trading, margin lending, DeFi yield farming, and hedged liquidity pools. HeartRhythm is now hiring to scale up their team, which is currently based in San Francisco, Boulder, and Chicago, but it's a remote-first team, so you can live anywhere. They're hiring smart contract developers, quant engineers, data scientists, and a COO and CFO with hedge fund experience. If you're interested in joining their exceptional team or learning more about their crypto quant fund and social impact focus, visit heartrhythm.com. That's rhythm like algorithm, R-I-T-H-M. Thank you to HeartRhythm for sponsoring this episode of CoinStack.
Top fundraisers and deals. Blockchain.com's crypto OTC trading desk acquisition closed at $250 million. Last week, the crypto exchange and wallet service Blockchain.com announced the acquisition of Autonomy, over-the-counter trading desk. A source with knowledge of the process told The Block that the deal topped at $250 million in a transaction involving both stock and cash. Such a deal exceeds the value of past acquisition deals in the crypto space, including FTX's $150 million acquisition of Blockfolio and Coinbase's reported acquisition of prime brokerage Tagami, said to have weighed in at around $90 million. The deal speaks to a broader trend of larger market participants making product-based acquisitions with a focus on obtaining regulatory licenses and new products, including those in decentralized finance and the metaverse, according to the Architect Partners in advisory firm. Number two, NFT marketplace Blur raises $11 million seed round led by Paradigm. Blur, a non-fungible token marketplace geared towards professional traders, said Monday that it has raised $11 million in new seed funding. The round was led by crypto VC firm Paradigm, along with participants from firms and angels such as eGirl Capital, 0x Machi, and Ledger Status, among others. Number three, Fuel raises 1.5 million euros in pre-seed funding. Fuel, Berlin, Germany-based provider of a platform that enables creators to build their own custom-branded NFT shop without any technical knowledge required, raised $1.5 million in pre-seed funding. Backers included FinTech Collective, SeedCamp, Notion Capital via Pioneers, Bitstamp CTO David Osenjink, Gumtree co-founder Michael Pennington, and Indeed founder Paul Forrester. And last but not least, we have Layer 2 money market ZK Lend raises $5 million in a seed round. Ethereum Layer 2 scaling solutions are seeing more and more protocols building on them as the technology becomes increasingly mature. A month ago, Yearn Finance launched its first Layer 2 power service on optimistic rollup protocol, Arbitrum. 3 weeks ago, Starkware themselves raised $100 million at a $6 billion valuation. The latest protocol to jump on the Layer 2 bandwagon is ZK Lend, a money market protocol built on the Starkware's public ZK rollup scaling protocol, Starknet. Jane Ma, co-founder of ZK Lend, said, building our next generation money market protocol on Starknet means that we inherit Ethereum security and decentralization while leveraging ZK Rope's massive scalability potential. For the first time, it means that permissionless and secure financial services that put individual sovereignty first are within reach. Given the passion Starknet community, we are certain that this will be the future of L2.
Celo, the mobile-first blockchain that makes financial tools accessible to anyone with a mobile phone number, is a proud sponsor of CoinStack. Connect, transact, and store your crypto assets on the Celo blockchain using only an SMS interface. Celo is fully compatible with Ethereum, so you can run smart contracts built in Solidity. It uses proof-of-stake consensus, has high throughput, and 5-second transaction finality. Celo is now the fourth fastest-growing blockchain in all of DeFi. Learn more about Celo's family of stablecoins by visiting celo.org.
Key stats of the week as well as your top reports. First one up, Ethereum miners have earned $3.7 billion while recording $1 billion a month in revenue in Q1 2022. Number two, 30-day correlations within stock indices like SPX remain high, 0.78 with the crypto markets. Digital asset investment products saw inflows totaling $193 million last week, the largest since mid-December 2021. Near led the L1 recovery by growing by 50% over the past month. And there is now $7.08 billion locked in layer 2s on Ethereum, a 40% increase over the past 30 days. In regards to the highlights from the top crypto reports, we have the Crypto Intelligence Report by the Stratman Brothers going into a deep dive on the Sandbox. The French project, the Sandbox, was born in 2012, initially available in two dimensions. The project migrated in 2017 to Ethereum blockchain. It offers a decentralized ecosystem constructed by users and the metaverse. The platform allows users to create NFTs that can be used in the metaverse. These NFTs can take two different forms. Objects to be used in the metaverse game, plots of land on which the players can create mini games, for example. Note that these two types of NFTs can be resold on NFT marketplace platforms such as OpenSea. In terms of market cap, the Sandbox projected represents today the second metaverse project with a capitalization of $3.65 billion. Capitalization that allows the Sandbox to be in the 38th position of the main crypto projects. The Sand token at the heart of the Sandbox project is a governance token. This means that the owners of these tokens can have a say in the management of the project. The community of Sand token holders can vote on a different evolution of the platform. To read the full deep dive on the Sandbox, head on over to coinstack.substack.com. And that is everything I have for you guys this week. Until next time, peace.
That's all for today. Thank you for listening to the CoinStack podcast, where we are tracking the most important blockchain stories of the 2020s, including a decentralized internet and the creation of a new, open, global monetary system that works for everyone. We're so happy to have you as a listener. Please share it with your friends. Please join our free newsletter at coinstack.substack.com. And also check out our Telegram group, where you can chat with others and learn even more about crypto. You can go to t.me/thecoinstack or just type in CoinStack into Telegram to find us. Thanks so much. Hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.